Relationships with cities are very much like relationships with people. Sometimes even stronger or more formative. You fall into them feeling like a child. Everything is new and exciting. Endless opportunities. Everything is possible. You wake up in a rented bed, smiling, not knowing what the day will bring, and you lie down at night taking a long exhale, perfectly overwhelmed by all new smells and sights and sounds. You feel like your life has restarted. You imagine yourself in this new relationship, who you could be now, who you could grow to be, the life you could live out. Shiny. Everything is shiny. But you change, and sometimes the person or city you're in a relationship with does not, or just changes in a different direction. And one day you find yourself in an argument, and you can't seem to reach each other. Like, suddenly you speak two different languages, and nothing translates. You flail your arms, raising the white flag, not understanding where you're being misunderstood, but off you both go and there's a separation growing in between you. Something has changed. Maybe the season pass, and you still have moments of closing your eyes at 2 a.m. on a lukewarm night, thinking, I still love this. You might fall asleep in his arms, feeling safe and at home some nights. But the moments of crashing to the floor appear more often, and they get more brutal every time. The violence is not the worst phase of a breakup, though. The worst phase starts when the silence starts. When you come home after a long day and the music is no longer playing in the kitchen. The jazz bar down the street is no longer keeping you serenaded. You reach for something to say, a question, or an action that could make everything right. Back to how it used to be. Back to how you used to come home and run into his arms. But now, you have nothing new to say. You don't want to hear the jazz music. You don't want to go out. You don't want to be here. You do not want to talk. You go to sleep, not knowing what you're still left in. The colorful city you moved to has grown gray and cold, and you no longer speak the same language. You feel like the city wore you out, grew you older. You long for color and fresh fruit and warmth. Most of all, warmth. I remember the first time I met Berlin at 23 years old. I flew from Bristol with one rucksack and my big black guitar. I bought the guitar with my own money at 15 years old, together with the same microphone I had in my rucksack. I was heartbroken, but hungry for success and ready for new beginnings. Young, with nothing to lose. That's how I remember it. I never felt young, though, only strong and determined to make something of myself. Anyway, I never had a love at first sight with Berlin. It was more convenience. It was cheaper than England, no one knew I was there, and I just wanted to write and sing and heal. I paid 250 euros per month for a student room I found on eBay. He was renting it for 6 months while doing an exchange term in Australia, so I could rent it, but I wasn't allowed to tell anyone I wasn't actually a student because that could mean trouble. I was used to not telling anyone about myself or where I lived, and I just wanted somewhere to rest my head anyway. I played acoustic venues, sold my first CD and book to cover the rent, and worked on a new album. Recorded most of it in that student room. Early mornings and late nights. Eventually, he came back, and I thought I had had enough of Berlin. I went to Prague, but then came back and rented a little studio in Steglitz, a bit outside of town. I left Berlin many times, between then and now. Asked for a break. Needed to see if maybe there was another match for me out there. Something always felt a little bit off, but I never managed to put my finger on it. I felt in love. But I was also constantly daydreaming about something else. You know those people who say, you just know it's right when you meet the right one? I guess I still wanted to believe in that. I guess I still want to feel that. Certain. knowing this is it. I've had secret affairs with Bali, with Barcelona, with Lisbon, with Prague, but I always came back to Berlin. For a person, for a job, the wind brought me back, a flight brought me back. I always ended up riding a bike through Friedrichshain in July, flip-flops and cheap wine from the corner shop, and I always found my way back to moments of falling asleep, smiling, thinking, maybe I could be happy here. Joan Didion described her time in New York as never really realizing she lived out a life there. Like, she only planned on staying for a few more months. But then suddenly 8 years went by and she had lived out a life there, without meaning to. That's how I feel about every place I have ever lived out a life in. I never actually meant to stay anywhere, just a few months, which sometimes turned into a bit more. I wonder what it would feel like to actually intend to stay somewhere, live out a life, make some plans. Anyway, I spent this winter in Portugal again. Cried when I arrived, in pure relief that I made it there. I didn't feel lonely once in Portugal. I wrote and went through my days and didn't want to be anywhere else. I got back to Berlin in February and cried myself to sleep. I didn't tell anyone I was back. Didn't want to meet anyone like this, gray and sad. I don't want to be seen this way. I booked a flight the next day, grabbed my unpacked bags and went to Malta, went to Nice, went to Prague, went to Copenhagen, went to Stockholm, went to London, went to Budapest. Cheap buses, cheap hostels, cheap living, but my heart has been full. My heart has felt so full and alive. I switched out waking up in my bed in Berlin, turning around to sleep away a few more hours with wandering bridges and foreign streets at 6 a.m. with wonder in my eyes. Writing for hours at new coffee shops, new languages, new smells. No one to call home to. No one to explain myself for. I have felt alive again. So I have been avoiding the place I have called my home for a while now. I have avoided facing the city, the aura, the energy, like a relationship I was in for a long time until I asked for a break to do some thinking, and suddenly I did not want to go back home. I wanted to stay on pause, but also wanted to keep all doors open, both back and forward. I don't want to hurt anyone, I just want to live. I arrived in Berlin again this week, and suddenly I see everything with a sense of sad nostalgia. The train ride back to the city was somehow pretty. The walk from the train to my door was not gray and heavy, but full of memories. Seeing all the different people I have walked this road with, those years. The random people I met at random bars and thought, maybe this could be my person, but then I never saw them again. The drunk at the corner of my post office, always offering to open the door, hoping to get some coins. The angry locals, the grumpy bartenders, the gray sky, the worn-out buildings. I used to love this when I was younger. But the fact is, I am not that young anymore. For the last 2 years, I have felt old no matter where I go. I find myself in the middle of conversations that I had a decade ago in London. I have found myself thinking, where are people my age? Where do people like me go? People who already had these conversations. People who already wrote these songs. People who are ready for a different way of living. I have grown out of my relationship, and I have been terrified to start something new because somehow it felt like falling into familiar arms, but I cannot ignore it anymore. It was somewhere on the streets of Budapest that I realized I have reached the beginning of an ending. I have started my leaving. Like that moment in a relationship when you know there is no saving. You stand empty in front of someone who used to make you feel a million feelings per second, and suddenly you feel nothing at all. And even though it will take months, maybe even a year, you know the breakup started for you in that second. And one day you will say goodbye for the last time, then it will feel heavy and free at the same time, because endings are always beginnings and they carry you forward, always to something new and different. So I woke up in my bed in Berlin this morning, the same bed I woke up in just a few weeks ago, but then I closed my eyes again. Didn't want to face this apartment, this city, or the lifestyle this place offers. But today I opened my eyes and smiled. A little sad, because the countdown has begun. Like seeing my lover still sleeping next to me, and suddenly I only remember the beautiful things. All irritations gone. Our days are now counted. Soon I won't wake up next to him. Soon I will wake up in another bed. And years from now, I know I will look back at my Berlin days and say, those were the days. Just like I look back at my Bristol days, my London days, my Barcelona days. The past is a wonderful thing, and so is the future. And now, I will enjoy my breakup. Heart wide open, nothing too heavy, because none of this will last, and that makes it special. That always makes it special. So where to next? I'm not sure. I know I'll find it when I get there. Maybe Porto. Maybe Prague. Maybe I'll spend a few months dancing to rhythms on Ibiza. Maybe something brand new. I always wanted to visit Canada. Maybe a few months in New York. I have no one who will miss me. Nothing pulling me back. Maybe I'll go nowhere at all for a while. Floating somewhere in between. Feeling everything. Holding on to nothing. Thank you for listening.